Yes.
Hannes. Hannes?
And Waterboy.
Okay.
Gosh, I love that song. That is a cruising on your bike with your hands off the handlebars, sun in your face kind of song.
That is, yeah.
Right?
That's what everybody should be doing today, because get the last bit of that really nice weather.
Yes.
Get on your bike.
It's going to get hot again.
Stockholmsvi is the name of the song.
It's the name of the song. Stockholmsvi.
Hard to say. Before the break, we heard St. Paul and the Broken Bones with Sushi and Coca-Cola. Good morning. My name is Nick. You're listening to A Certain Degree. Brendan O'Connor has picked all the songs, or most of the songs today. If you missed any of them, you can go to WPRK.org, look for the link to Spinatron, and it'll show you all the songs.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I should play. I'm going to share that.
Yeah.
I've been listening to these on repeat for the past month, these songs. So,
what is your, I don't know if we talked about this last time, but what is your relationship with music when it comes to, sounds like you listen to music when you bike?
Yes. And I always listen to music.
What, you're working, you have just music on in the background all the time?
All the time.
Take up part of the brain so that you can go and do the other stuff that you need to do.
I got a fun record collection.
Yeah.
When I do drag bingo, I like to do, I've always wanted to be a VJ, you know, a video jockey.
Oh, sure.
In Canada, we had Much Music, which was like the MTV. And gosh, I just fantasized that I would be that person. But I was from the middle of nowhere and it would never happen. But, you know, just a dumpy little kid. I didn't think there was a place for that. But when I realized in drag that I had to play music in my breaks, I started playing old music videos. And so I started curating them, and I felt like a VJ again.
Oh,
so that kind of re-sparked my love of music and discovering new songs and funky things and just weird videos that'll make people laugh.
Yeah.
Or, you know, feel kind of sexy or horned up, you know.
Why aren't we seeing this on the Orlando Shine?
What?
You could do a playlist of all these songs. You could do YouTube playlists. You could do share those.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're doing a lot of music coverage. You know, when I was at EDC last year, I got to interview with some great DJs, world famous DJs, and we're going to be doing that again this year, I hope. So I think there is a place for that. Yeah, I like it. Keep talking.
I think so.
All right.
Just keep pitching ideas that are, you know, don't really fit my publication, but fit your publication.
If anything fits, you guys need to get a little looser.
We've tried. I think that when we try to do music coverage, and this is for the community paper, it doesn't get that much play because we're not known
for
music coverage.
I was like, I remember that for Bungalower.
Yeah, which is a little bit of a catch-22, because how are you going to get better at it if you don't keep doing it, or if you don't get known for
it? I'll tell you, nobody's covering jazz.
Yep.
And there's definitely a community here for that. A
big community, and that's where I first cut my teeth in broadcasting.
Oh.
It was over at WUCF.
Get out of here.
Yeah, they used to have students volunteer.
Okay.
And so I did the news, I did late nights, I did 11 p.m. to 2 a.m.
You are an onion, Nick.
I am so many onions.
Beautiful, sweet Vidalia onion.
But yeah, I love jazz music.
Okay.
And so... maybe I should take on that.
That's your nugget of inspiration.
I'm gonna go become the program director over at WUCF because I hear that job is open now.
I know the host position was.
Kayon Riley is retired.
Oh, I didn't know she was a program manager.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wrote about that. I hope I put that in there.
Yeah, she was there for 32 years. So actually, we worked together because that's around the time that I started was the same time as her.
Get in there. You can work with my girl, Jennifer Cook at WCF TV.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, really like her.
Make some things happen.
Yeah. Let's talk about some events that are coming up because we did have somebody message us about a very important meeting that is coming up. There's actually a couple of them that I would definitely recommend. But the first one is on Tuesday, April 28th, the Mills 50 Mid-Block Crosswalk public meeting, which is just fun to say, Mid-Block Crosswalk, is coming up. That'll be at the Colonial Town Neighborhood Center from 6 to 7:30.
You're going to put in a crosswalk and a little traffic island in between Wally's and Will's Pub.
I think that's brilliant. It's long overdue. That road is so wide and so dangerous later at night. And it's become so busy. I know the city is calling it the new downtown.
They have been.
And
I will continue to say that as much as possible in our stories because people need to know that that's how they're treating it.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And not necessarily doing the stuff around it that they need to do in order to make it
the new downtown. How are you going to push downtown uses into the main streets and not prepare the main streets for that?
Right.
Right? The residential neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I know you used to live there. We talked a little bit about that the last time you were here, but yeah.
My motion activated sprinkler to keep people from peeing in my tomatoes. Yeah.
So that's going on Tuesday. So you'll have an opportunity to talk about that and give some feedback. And I do like and appreciate that the city does these meetings where they allow people to give feedback. And because the city is going to have some probably good ideas, but for the most part, you know, they need to hear from the people who live there in order to make those ideas great.
Can I be snide for a second?
Of course. It's 9 o'clock on a – it's 9:11 on a Wednesday, so you can be as snide as you like.
They know nobody shows up to these things. And so a lot of the times these events, the things, the designs are really already set. You know, but unless you go there and complain, and if you bring your friends and you make enough of a stink, you know, squeaky wheel, then they actually do listen. But that's not going to happen unless people actually get in their faces about it, which is why groups like the Bike Coalition started, because they knew that they show up at these events. They're well spoken. They know their topics. They have their bullet points in their pockets of things that they're looking for. And they make sure that people listen. And that's the only way that a lot of these bike initiatives have been put into place. And so, you know, Bike Coalition, other groups, that's what made this happen. This actual crosswalk happened when a resident petitioned the city to make it an expedited project. Because otherwise, there was a study that was done years ago that they've been sitting on for almost a decade, Nick. I don't know. I think I made that number up, but a long time.
A long enough time, feels like a decade.
And it's an FDOT roadway, so then a lot of times they just sit on these projects and on these studies and then nothing happens. But in the meantime, Mills is growing, and there's more and more businesses opening, popular businesses, and people, a culture has developed where people are crossing that street late at night when there's lots of cars. You know, it's not a safe space to be hosting these types of events and people. There's you know, dog beer walks happening, you know, and you go to all these venues and you have to cross the street. It's just not safe for what we're trying to make it be. And it's time for them to do something about it, and they're stepping up. I love it. I love that they're doing this so quickly. So if you're gonna go, just go and tell them you love the design so that we can hurry up and have it.
Well, and
it's terrible, but it looks good.
What the events that I go to, and I go, you know, as I'm wearing my community paper hat, but what I love to see is the, you know, the people that I meet, the people that I talk to, the people who do care about the community enough to go out to these things, and it becomes almost this little third space when you go to some of these things, because you're hearing from people that you may not. A lot of the elected officials are there often, so you get to talk directly to them.
That guy who really wants another skate park, he goes to all the meetings.
Yeah.
He'll be there.
Yep. Yeah.
There's the lady who likes free wine. We call her Crazy Wine Lady.
Well, you don't have to be crazy to like wine, but it helps.
But it helps.
Speaking of the Bike Coalition, I went to a bike plan meeting in College Park not too long ago. Logan Lamphere is writing about this for our May issue, but they are doing the bike plan update. So they'll have one of their last public meetings tomorrow, Thursday, April 23rd. That's going on over the Dover Shores Neighborhood Center in the Curry Ford West area from 6:30 to 8:30.
You know what they're looking to update?
They're looking for it's a bigger plan. So it's the 2026 bike plan. They'll have another big meeting in July, I believe.
Just prioritizing what projects to do?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And then also looking at how people are using and where are they biking to try to prioritize different projects that way as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. At the one that I went to, they had a really good activity. I think it helps focus kind of how it works. They had a bunch of different jars and they give you four coins. And so all the jars represented like your priorities and the four coins represented the funding.
Interactive.
So put it in and see what happens.
Democratic than voting.
Well, and, you know, showing that there is a limited amount of budget that we can do these things with. But where would you focus? What's the most important thing? How do you prioritize?
Okay.
So I really appreciated that.
That's a good one. That's on Thursday, right?
That's tomorrow. Yeah, April 23rd. Also coming up, I'm just going to go through the public meetings right now or stuff that is big planning stuff. Monday, April 27th is another Harry P. Lou Gardens master plan meeting, and that'll be going on at Lou Gardens from 6 to 8 p.m. Did you go to the last one?
I didn't, but I've gotten a few calls from the rich neighbors of Lou Gardens who yeah. are not happy about it.
Yeah, so there was some obviously there's some people who want that to stay where it is or maybe even scale back.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people who complain about the noise, so the holiday music and stuff like that for when the events are going on over there.
It's all done at 10.
And
they live in a downtown neighborhood.
And so, yeah, so what does this really look like from a parking? What does it really look like from a destination? Is it bringing in significantly more people? They're going to talk about that because if you look at some of the renderings, which are just renderings at this point, just rough
placeholders,
yeah. They don't know what it's going to be. And I think that but, you know, I do like the idea of it being more of a destination. I do like the idea of it being something bigger and grander.
I think people get nervous that they might be taken away from the garden, too. But the garden property is protected mm-hmm. by an agreement with the family behind it and the city. And so they can really only develop where that welcome house is now. In that parking lot. That's it. It's right. very restricted. So they can't go too big.
So they can't do much there. Another one that's coming up Friday, April 24th, Support Orlando Shelters. They're doing a coalition meeting. That's going to be at the Broadway United Methodist Church in Lake Eola Heights at 6:30.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've or if you're familiar with that organization.
Is that linked to the thing in Soto?
It is a reaction to the thing in Soto.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a group that came up because of that. Yeah.
And it's that they were trying to place a homeless shelter in Soto in a public building. But
in the old work release building.
And the residents got upset. They didn't want it.
Yeah. And so this is not necessarily – they're not saying advocating for that particular location.
Yeah, okay.
What they're trying to do is show that there is support for shelters in general.
Got it.
And that these need to happen. And so trying to educate more people about
one of the biggest issues is that they keep putting them in the same neighborhoods.
Yeah, of course.
And that you're just concentrating poverty and yeah.
What about any other events that you are thinking of or that you are covering or interested in?
I'm going to be emceeing a Derby Day celebration at A La Carte City.
Oh, yeah.
On May 2nd. They're going to have hobby horse races and a fashion competition, which will be fun. This is that shipping container park in downtown Orlando.
Yep.
May 2nd. Come on down.
Gosh, and then did you have to immediately run out to Mount Dora?
I do, yeah, for Taste Mount Dora. Did I tell you that?
I listened to your podcast.
Oh, you're so funny.
Yeah.
Immediately running out to Mount Dora. And I told him I probably won't be there until 7:30. I'm going out there as soon as the Derby starts. I'm just doing daytime activities.
Yeah.
Scooting.
So you have to, are you judging?
Yeah, judging in Mount Dora and emceeing in A La Carte.
At A La Carte. That's
yeah.
great.
Again, Taste of Mount Dora is happening that same day. That'll be fun. Lots of tasting stations all over downtown. Matt Matthews, do you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
He's the he's so gay. He's just the gayest. He's
okay.
a comedian and he's a farmer, and he discovered in the pandemic that he was really funny by doing these videos of just sassily talking to his chickens and his horses, getting them to move around and stuff. And it's everything you think it would be. He wears like a house coat that progressively gets fancier as he becomes more successful. I think he's wearing Dolce Gabbana in the latest one that I saw, but he'll be at Walt Disney Theater at Dr. Phillips Center on May 1st. That's exciting. Oh, Forbidden Kingdom is this weekend. That's it's a Thumpa Thumpa music festival over
at okay.
Florida Fairgrounds. We're going to have some photographers there. Shout out to Pascal Fouquet and Cole Ditzel for hitting that up for us this weekend. I think it's the last weekend for the Winter Park plain air paint out.
Oh, yeah, the open air over at the
Winter Park paint out.
The paint
museum.
Out. Yep.
There's painters. They plain air just means you're painting outside, basically. And so
yep.
there's all these people painting outside all over Winter Park, and you can buy those paintings the day of. They drop them off at the Palaszczuk Museum, which is right here at Kitty Corner from Rollins College. It's not that far, right
yep.
before that big turn. Before it turns into a Loma, and they call it the wet room. You can go in the wet room and you can buy a really fancy new painting of Winter Park.
I love that.
It'll be worth $1 million one day.
One day.
But that's about it. There's tons. We have a whole event section over at Orlando Shine. And one day, it's also going to have a little box at the top that prioritizes them by date. But for right now, it's kind of a free-for-all, but we're working on it.
Nice. Just a couple of other events that I had on my wish list for this weekend. Draw Lab Orlando will be meeting up at Zemarium Meadery. That's this Saturday from 1 Zemarium. To 4. I love Zemarium, but I love Draw Lab too. I love doing the – I covered all of the little creative social organizations, or a lot of them.
Little meetups.
Yeah, and Draw Lab is really cute because at the end, everybody gets up and presents their work. And I would have thought, you know, me being a little bit cynical, I would have thought that maybe, yeah, maybe 50% of people get up and, you know, after sitting there and drawing and being social, everybody did. And it was the cutest thing. And good everybody presented. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. All levels.
Yeah. Loved it.
Marxism 101. Is that what I'm seeing on your list?
I saw that. Yeah. Over at Credo Coffee Roasters. I don't know the group that's doing it.
Is that in the co-working space?
It's over at the Conduit, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going on Saturday.
Learn about Marxism.
Learn about Marxism.
Virginia Drive Live is this weekend?
It's also on Saturday night, which is a fun event between Ivanhoe Village and Mills 50. You can walk around there. The weather should be pretty nice. McRae Art Studios is doing its annual or biannual open house.
I got them that building.
Oh, did you?
I did. Oh, I used to work for that art nonprofit that owns it.
Oh, yeah.
Which I can't say their names.
Okay.
You're not allowed to either because I'm mad that they...
Okay.
They stole my whale from me. If you go to that open house, you'll see a big stuffed whale hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, I just saw it. I was at Art Reach.
It's mine.
Recently.
Not allowed to say that. That's the word.
Oh, that's the one? Darn it.
What were you doing? Was your
I'm going to steal it for you?
I want it back.
Okay.
I want it back.
Do you have any room for it at your house?
No, I was going to give it to my friends out in Bislow at the Orange County Academy.
Oh,
a school for kids that have fallen out of like regular public arts, public education.
I was there not too long ago. They just opened one of the rooms that they had as a facility for other people. I think David Lawrence was in there.
Oh, okay.
They turned it into a little gallery for their artists.
Awesome.
So they were
David's space there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then the room across from him used to be my studio.
Oh, I see. It's a small world.
It is. I love 23 practicing artists as part of McRae. Some of the best local fine artists under that roof showing their wares. So if you have never bought local art before, that spring open house is a great way to do it and know that they're actually people they're from here.
Not AI.
Real artists, not AI. And actually their work is worth money. So like you could get it for cheap and it actually gets better as the years go by. So
not that you would ever sell it.
No, but maybe one day.
Bach Festival is concluding its 91st season. That's on Saturday as well at the Knowles Memorial Chapel.
And it's something that actually was written to be performed in a church. And I can't remember what it is.
Oh, I think that was last week. This is the Silver Screens Classic.
Oh.
So it's almost like a Pops concert.
Okay.
But it'll be fun. I mean, some John Williams, I'm sure, will be in there and some others as well. So that should be really good. You want to go on to Sunday? We've got a couple of things on.
Well, I see Leslie Kemp Poole is going to be talking at the Regional History Center. Leslie, that's Professor Poole. Here
so
from
you
Ross
and me.
College.
Yeah,
one of my favorite professors.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll be talking about tracing Florida journeys. That's great.
Very nice.
2 to 3 p.m. Go and support Leslie, especially if you need some bump in your grades. She'll be happy
if
to
see
you
there
in the crowd.
I think that's it. I think the only other thing, if people wanted to go Monday after you're done at the community meeting for Harry P. Lew Gardens, should go over to Will's. They're doing an adult spelling bee competition.
Oh,
which
nice.
I think just sounds fun.
I've heard those are very popular.
Yeah. I think there's going to be some people who are having fun and some people who are overly competitive.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm there for that.
Yes.
I think that'll be good. Okay. Those are events that are happening around Orlando. Thank you very much. Let's take a quick break. We'll play some more music.
Woo.
Picked out by
me,
Brendan O'Connor. And then we'll come back. I've got some trivia for you.
Okay.
I've got some ideas to pitch. So stick around. Brendan, Stick around the listeners, too, if you want.
Stick around.
Please.
Who knows what we're going to say?
To a certain degree on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. And this is a song called Frida Kahlo.
Oh.
You like the song?
Oh, I like this song.
Okay,
too.
We'll talk about
it's
it.
It's almost like I chose it.
You did.